This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So we have some pretty exciting stuff happening right now, don't we?
Lots of exciting stuff. Yeah, we're super excited about today's episode, but we have a lot of cool things happening. We have been teasing some stuff. Some of it is already, it's done, so we can talk about it. We have partnered up with a phenomenal toy company, Taboo Toys, T-A-B-U. Looking forward to that. They're sending us dildos in the mail. Love them.
I'm officially living my dream. I am receiving sex toys in the mail.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That I didn't even have to buy.
Not only that, but they were so excited about partnering up with us. They're sending us more toys than we actually asked for.
Yeah.
And look out, because we're going to be giving some stuff away.
Woo! Yeah, free dildos!
Good time. And then the really big news.
Yes! So, we have officially partnered up with Cassidy.com, which, for those of you who don't know what that is, it is a huge online community for meeting like-minded friends, swingers. It's also an awesome place to post about all of your swinger-related events. And it's the place where we meet the majority of the people that we play with.
Yeah, we meet, just about everybody. And singles and couples.
Yeah, not only, that, but lifelong friends at this point.
Yeah, we sure have. We're going to see them today.
So we would love for you to check us out on Cassidy. We have both a profile at Front Porch Swingers as well as a Cassidy community page at Front Porch Swingers. And we're going to have so much fun stuff on there. It's going to be a true community, a forum where we can share some ideas. There will be educational articles. We would love to have some of you contribute to that. So much more to come on that. But we are so excited to be partnering with Cassidy.
Yeah, it's really big news. We've been waiting for it to come to fruition, and it's over. And we're super excited about it. And as you said, we want content from you guys. And we've gotten some really cool content. SGWSND, you all know who you are. You've sent amazing stories, which we want to share. So we're going to do a podcast where we share some of those. And of course, we're going to share them on our community page with everybody's consent. But we've gotten some very cool stories from people.
Yeah. And the reason we're not doing it this episode is because we really want to give it its due time.
For sure.
So we're going to do a whole podcast episode with other people's super sexy encounters. They've obviously given us permission to do so.
Right.
But stay tuned for that. That's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're really just happy that we've been able to inspire some people. So it's pretty exciting. They've come to us and given us their stories like we have ours, and it's super exciting.
Yeah, it's the whole reason we did this, right? Yeah,
we're super inspired.
To feel connected to people.
For sure. And we've gotten connected. We've gotten some really cool stories.
For sure. So thank you guys. Please keep those coming. If you would like to email us your stories, mail at frontporchswingers.com is where you can do that. We also have a blog at frontporchswingers.com. We have officially decided that we're going to switch up the blog a little bit and do completely different things than what you're hearing on the podcast. So there will be some things more personal about us. Brian put up the most amazing blog post the other day about our relationship and our connection to each other. So if you want to know a little bit more about us, that's a perfect place to see.
Yeah, we're going to start putting a lot more content on. As a matter of fact, the next installment will be yours.
Yeah, I'm going to do a blog post. I don't know about exactly what yet, but hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah,
hopefully it won't be total garbage.
No. She's a super writer, so today it's your turn, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah,
for sure. And Instagram.
Yes, yeah, we have an Instagram page going. We're going to post some sexy stuff on there. I did put some cleavage up this week.
Sure did.
Some, a picture with my nips showing out of a white shirt. And so if you're interested in seeing some sexy stuff,
yeah,
check us out there. Plus, it'll just be a fun place for us to continue to connect with all of you.
Absolutely. And we will be doing some exclusive content for our toy company friends. So we'll talk to you about that down the road.
Yeah.
Videos. Good stuff.
For sure.
Good stuff. Okay. We're not going to wear you out with all of this not fun stuff. We've had enough time with that.
Yeah, we need to get to the fun stuff.
We have an amazing interaction to tell you about. We actually went back and forth about this. We don't even know if we're going to get it all in on one episode.
We're really going to try. I don't want to do two parts, but I also don't want our podcast to be 90 minutes long.
Right. And we don't want to cut anything out because this was just too fucking good.
Yeah. So we teased the shit out of this interaction last week. It was actually just over a week ago that we actually had this interaction with this couple.
Well, when we did the last podcast, we recorded that podcast like 6.5 hours after we got home from that experience. We hadn't even, unpacked it yet. We were just like, we were still kind of, swirling.
Spinning, yeah. Totally.
So we've had some time to talk about it. We have not talked about it in a lot of detail. We kind of wanted to leave some stuff for a surprise, I think, for the episode. So we're going to refer to this couple as Harry and Sally.
Yes, however, there is no faked orgasms in this episode, unlike
not
when
even
Harry met
one.
Sally.
And there were a lot of orgasms at this event. So, wow, what a fucking great time. So we should probably talk about how we met Harry and Sally, and it leads into another podcast.
Yeah, so we talked about our second Swingers podcast on a previous episode, and we met this couple at that event.
Right.
And what's funny is we've talked so much shit about those events, and yet we met this amazing couple that we ended up really connecting with and really enjoying. So this couple is the couple in that episode. The woman had the beautiful white dress on. She's a blonde-haired, beautiful woman.
Yeah, she is fucking hot.
She's in her mid-50s, but she has a better body than most women in their 20s.
Listen, that woman is a smoke show. She is super hot. She is as sweet as can be, and as sexual a human being, I think, as we have encountered thus far in this lifestyle.
Probably.
Holy shit, is she a lot of fun.
And he is very, he comes across, we met him at the party, and he seemed so, reserved quiet, very, sophisticated, well-spoken, but just very reserved. And he's also in his mid-50s. He has kind of that salt and pepper distinguished, sexy older man.
He's a good-looking guy, and he's very, he's measured. He doesn't say dumb shit. He speaks because he has something to say.
Yeah, he's very, you can tell he's very smart.
Yeah, he's a super intelligent guy and a lot of fun. He's got that dry, sarcastic sense of humor and also a fucking great time. The guy's a good time.
Yes. So we met this couple at that party and then we had to leave the party, which if you don't know why, go back and listen to that episode because we're not going to relive that.
Yeah.
But then we met them again for drinks just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And had a great time with them. We did not play with them then. We just sat and connected and drank and flirted a little bit.
Yeah, had a good time. And we should say, Harry works out of the state for about 3 weeks at a time. So their schedule is as convoluted as anybody. So when we met them for drinks, there was some time that went by before we actually got to see them again. And they pretty quickly corresponded with us and said, hey, we really enjoyed your company. You guys are super sexy. We'd like to play. Are you guys open to that?
And we were like, fuck yes, we are.
Fuck yeah, we were. Because I'm here to tell you, Sally is no bullshit. Super hot lady.
Yeah, so Harry's
oozing sexuality.
Well, Harry's really hot too.
Yeah, Harry's a good-looking, distinguished older guy. Looks like he could be in movies.
Yeah.
Right? He's got that kind of look.
Yeah.
And together, they're really a good time. They're fun. And she's so outgoing. And it's interesting because he's not super outgoing. Together, they're good. But you can tell she's the life of the party. She absolutely was the life of the fucking party.
Yeah.
100%. Our party. She was the life of that party.
But I was really excited to play with this couple because I think for me, I was the most sexually attracted to both people.
For sure. You and I talked about that. We were both equally attracted to this couple more so than any other couple. We were attracted to the other couples we were with, but we were really excited about this couple.
Yeah, I fantasized about them.
Yeah, they're a hot couple. So we were really looking forward to this. So when they text us and asked us to play, we were fucking pumped.
Yeah.
So let's paint a picture. We decided they're going to come toward us, a little closer to us. So we should say, again, we live in a small town. They live in a smaller community even than ours, only about 30 or 45 minutes away. So we kind of met kind of in the middle, kind of sort of. They came closer to us, I guess.
Are you talking about for drinks?
Yeah, for drinks.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So when we met them for drinks initially, we met them closer to where they were.
Yeah.
But in a very cool little town.
Oh, the second time they came to us.
Yeah.
They came to our town, well, the next town over from us. We, Harry actually set the whole thing up. We decided we were going to do a hotel because both of us don't have awesome living arrangements for hosting at the moment.
Right.
So we decided we were going to do a hotel. Harry was gracious enough to get that all set up for us.
Right.
And then we met them for drinks again, right next to the hotel that the four of us were going to play at.
Correct.
And we sat for hours. I mean, we met them at like 6:30 or 7, and we stayed there until like 9:30 or 10.
Yeah, we were having a good time. We were having a lot of cocktails. It was a lot of fun. Laughing and just talking about the lifestyle and what our experiences were like. A little bit of flirting going on between all of us. And we should say Brendan and I were sitting next to each other, Harry and Sally across from us. So I was across from Harry, Brendan across from Sally. But there was definitely some flirting going on. And, you know, Harry's kind of soft-spoken, so you got to kind of lean in when he talks to you. So he was definitely getting closer, like, to you to talk to you kind of thing, you know?
And looking at me the whole time. He made this amazing, like, mesmerizing eye contact with me.
Which we've talked about before.
Oh, I fucking loved it. First of all, he has beautiful eyes, and he's looking straight into my eyes the entire time he's talking. For whatever reason, that just, like, gets me wet. It's the hottest thing ever.
Well, because he has confidence. He's completely confident in who he is and what he's about and his relationship and what we're doing there. Unlike some of the folks we've run into, especially some of the single guys. And understandably, they get nervous, but a lot of these guys just can't look you in the eye. Hell, they can't look me in the eye, certainly. But Harry did, and Harry was on board, as was Sally.
Well, I was going to say, Sally was probably equally as flirtatious with me.
For sure.
As Harry was.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Harry actually asked you at one point how comfortable you were with bisexual experiences. And she just lit up.
Yeah.
Because she was all over you.
Well, we should also say they texted us right before we met for drinks and play.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say right before, a couple days before.
Right.
And asked about my comfortability with bisexual play a little bit then. And, you know, I said, I'm 100% open to it. I love playing with women.
Right.
And then he said, good, because Sally wants to bring her flogger and clit suction toy.
Yeah.
And so, I was like, oh, what? Okay.
Yeah, we're toy people. We have a steamer trunk full of toys, very literally. So we're all about that. But I think what was interesting, we didn't talk about the first thing they asked us when we were still corresponding after we decided we were going to play and we were going to meet and made the arrangements. Harry asked about video.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, they like to video their experiences and replay them. And, you know, they get stimulation from those. Well, the night before this conversation, you and I videoed us.
Oh, yeah.
We had our video.
Which was really hot until I fell off the bed.
Yeah, well, Brenna's a little clumsy. So she kind of, like, she was sucking my cock and she went to readjust and she kind of fell off the bed. Super funny. Not totally sexy, but very funny. Nonetheless,
good video.
The video was really fucking hot. And it was by sheer coincidence that he had mentioned it. We thought it was great. So definitely video was on the table along with a bunch of toys. It was a great fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it was like the perfect recipe. Toys, super hot couple, potential to video everything and be able to watch it later. Like, this was like shaping up to be the perfect night.
Yeah, it was really good. So we had some drinks. Obviously, we spent some time drinking with them at a little bar, you know, next to the hotel, like you said, not far from where we live, certainly. Had a great time, a little flirting. And then, I mean, Harry was like, are we ready to go? Because he was ready.
I think he was kind of pissed because Sally wanted to order fried pickles at the bar.
Yeah, she was hungry.
And you could tell he was like, what the fuck? Like, I want to get to fucking. Why are we still sitting here
eating and drinking? Why are we not fucking right now? I thought he was going to get undressed right there at the bar. So anyway, we finished all that. We, of course, you know, we would not allow them to pay for anything. He already set up the hotel. We took care of all that. And we got the hell out of there as quickly as we could while he was in the restroom. We paid the bill. And so came back out and we went to the, walked basically right over to the hotel. We were that close.
Yep.
And they had a bar set up pretty much. They like to drink.
Yeah, they're drinkers.
They're cocktail folks. They really enjoy it.
They weren't like sloppy at any point.
No, they were, no, not at all. I mean, very well composed. Both of them were they're composed people.
Yeah, they're pretty elegant is the way I would describe it.
Yeah, they're super elegant. They really are. So you made the drinks.
I did. I poured the drinks. They were pretty stout.
Yeah.
But I made everyone drinks. Yeah. And then we were all just kind of sitting there still not knowing what to do. And usually I'm the instigator. And in this situation, I did not have to instigate anything.
And not only did you not have to instigate it, you wouldn't have had a chance because Harry was the choreographer.
He was calling all the shots, which I was a little bit surprised by.
Me too, considering how reserved a guy he is.
Yeah. Well, and also what we talked about in the episode where we first met them.
Right.
She was calling all the shots at the party. So I would have assumed she was the one that was like, this is what's going to happen. That's not what happened.
No. And we should say, you poured the drinks and I was sitting next to Sally for a couple of minutes. You and Harry were kind of standing next to each other. We were only in the room, I mean, legitimately like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Before Harry's like, he looked at Sally. He's like, so are you going to get undressed? I mean, kind of like jokingly, she's like, yeah, I'm going to get undressed.
So then I said, well, I brought lingerie with me. Should I put it on? And she was like, I brought lingerie too. Yeah. So she and I went into the bathroom area, little, you know, bathroom sink area, and changed into our lingerie together.
Yeah.
And what you didn't even realize until I told you the next day is she and I were already like touching each other and like making out with each other. She was kissing on my neck. Like I was putting on my lingerie and she was like putting her hands up it already.
Well, Harry and I were just sitting there. And while you guys were getting undressed, he started taking his shoes off again. I was like, okay, we're just getting naked. Fuck it. So by the time you guys came out, we were already undressed. Like, yeah. He wasn't wasting any time. I thought, well, what the fuck should I? So we got naked too. So we weren't really paying too much attention to you. I was folding my clothes and putting them on the table and, you know, all that kind of stuff. By the time you guys came out, we were naked. You were in lingerie.
Yeah.
It was hot.
And already, like, ready. We were ready.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%. We were all ready.
So then Sally asked if she could show me her toy.
Yes, she did. This amazing vibrator that suction cupped right to your clit.
Yeah, it like had all of these different speeds and stuff, and you could like, it literally, yeah, went right onto the clit, and then it would either suction or, like a pulsation mode. I don't know. It was fucking amazing. But anyway, she laid me down, and she was using it on me, and I lost it. I mean, it took me, how long do you think it took me to come? Like 20 seconds?
Yeah, it was fast. It was really fast. Like, I was like, holy shit, that's happening right now.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it took me by surprise. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And that happened a couple of times. She used that thing a couple of times.
Yeah.
So from that point, we came over to you guys.
Well, hold on. I don't want to miss any of it because it's all too good.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's a blur. It was so fun.
So she stopped using that and started like kissing on me and sucking on my nipples. And then she went down on me and made me come again.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, this woman knows what the fuck she's doing. Like, she is a seasoned...
Yeah, she's a pro. That lady is fucking hot, man. She is hot.
God, she just... I don't know if you guys have ever met anyone like this, but it's like she just... Everything she does feels sexual.
Well, first of all, again, she's like... She's probably about 5'7", 5'6", 5'7". She's got long blonde hair. Built... I mean, Jesus, her body is unbelievable.
Oh, you can tell she works out constantly.
Yeah. She is...
But she's not skinny. She's toned.
No. She is toned. She's got an amazing body. And she is very comfortable with her sexuality. She's comfortable with herself. And she's just... She oozes hot.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know? And he's super confident, too. You know? I mean, he's the mixologist. He's pouring drinks. He's bartending. He's naked. He's just hanging out. You know? Chatting it up. I mean, he was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
So she went down on me. She made me come. And then I think at that point... Is that when Harry asked me if I wanted to make her come?
Yes.
So then it was my turn to use the Lilo on her, the clit suction thing on her.
Right.
And then I licked her and I made her come.
Well, also though, while she was going down on you, he was flogging her.
Oh my God, how did we forget this?
I was on the bed kneeling next to you.
Yes.
My cock was in your face.
Yes.
He was flogging her.
Yep.
Now, we should say, this is the first time we've encountered a couple who plays with toys like we do, who's interested in some of the impact stuff that we like. One of Brendan's favorite things in the world is being flogged.
Oh, it's the best. If you guys haven't tried it, give it a try. It's the best thing ever. It's like a deep tissue massage with a tiny bit of sting. That's the best way that I can think of to describe being flogged. But either way, it's like the perfect sensation for like while other things are happening.
Yeah, so, it's a stimulator for sure. Like, and we should say, though, you enjoy it. the impact more obviously than Sally. She wasn't super into the pain portion of it as much, but he was flogging her pretty good. And they had a small flogger, not quite like ours.
Right.
But she was enjoying the hell out of it. So he was flogging her while she was going down on you and you were sucking my cock. So this thing just started from pretty much from that point.
It was like a little Tetris puzzle right from the beginning.
Yeah, but then one of my favorite parts.
What?
So he says to Sally, do you want to use the strap-on? So we should also say that we have had many a fantasy and conversation about you sucking my cock and somebody else taking you from behind. And this was the night we thought, okay, this is going to happen because certainly Harry's into it.
Right.
We had no idea
that Sally would
that
be the one.
Sally was going to be the one to get this thing started. So let me paint a picture for everybody. Super hot Sally is now, she is now has a strap on. This, I don't know, probably 7-inch dildo on this thing or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm on my back on the bed. Harry sipping a cocktail, watching. You're sucking my cock. And Sally is fucking you from behind with this strap on. And Sally is going to work.
Yes.
And you are coming
She's
like crazy.
She's making me moan and like, oh my God, it was amazing. That woman knows what she's doing in multiple ways, including with a fake cock.
Yeah, she worked that fake cock like she had one. I mean, let me tell you guys, it was fucking hot. I could barely concentrate because it was like overstimulation.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like some guy behind you fucking you and I'm concentrating on you sucking my cock. I'm watching her because she's fucking hot too. So trying to watch her and she's feeling her own tits and I'm like, this is crazy. It was a whole nother level of hot. So that went on for a little bit. You came a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Harry, the orchestrator, is like, hey, Brenna, do you want to fuck Sally? Yeah.
Fuck yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. So then, of course, you guys switched.
So, to be fair, this is not the most sexy part of the night.
Not really. No, not entirely.
I had never used a strap-on before. This was my first time ever having a strap-on on, even, let alone fucking someone with one.
Yeah, this is the first time Brenna's actually had a simulated cock. So let's just say that. She's never really been she hasn't been the guy before.
No, and apparently I'm not very good at it.
No, but fortunately you're great at being the gal.
I'm not a good dude.
No, which is totally fine for me.
I really struggled with fucking Sally.
Well, struggle or not, so everybody understands for your edification, I am still on my back, kind of sitting up on the bed. So now I've got super hot Sally sucking my cock, who is sucking my cock like her life depends on it. she is licking my ball. She is stroking my cock. She is just going to work. Meanwhile, Brenna is behind her, fucking her with this strap on.
And I was fucking her pretty hard, but it kept like popping out.
Well, yeah, because at first you had the dildo was in upside down.
Yes.
So the best part is Harry coming over like, Brenna, let me help you, and turns the cock over.
He's like, yeah, no, this isn't gonna
He's
work.
He's like, you don't have one of these, do you? Let me show you how this works. It was the best. So she's sucking my cock like a champ. You are fucking her from behind. So now I'm getting to watch like the sexiest woman in the world to me. You Aww. Fucking this super sexy woman who is sucking my cock. And Harry casually standing off to the side of the cocktail flogging you.
Yeah.
Which is like the hottest thing ever.
He was flogging my ass while I was fucking his wife.
Yes. And his wife was sucking my cock. So this thing was just...
like a train of hotness.
Yeah. It was crazy hot. But I really enjoyed just the cavalier attitude he had. It was like something out of the 50s. Like you expect like a Dean Martin movie. He's got the cocktail in his left hand. He's totally fucking naked. He's got a complete erection. And he is just flogging you on the ass while his wife is sucking my cock. It was
like a normal Tuesday at the office or something.
Yeah, just another Tuesday afternoon cocktail. it was fucking great. The scene was great.
So funny. Okay, so then I decide I'm not doing a very great job of fucking Sally.
Right.
So
yeah.
I stopped fucking her. And I think that's when I think that's when she and I both started going to town on your guys' cocks. Is that right?
Yeah. So we were with our respective partners at first. You got the strap-on off. Or actually, Harry helped you get it off.
Oh, that's right. So we were sitting on... We were back on the chairs, and I was sitting on your lap, and she was sitting on his lap, and you guys were both kind of fingering us.
Yeah. We were drinking. We were finishing our cocktails. You were sitting on my lap, she on his. And then you guys started touching each other again, because you were just sitting, you know, 2 feet apart.
Me and Sally?
Yeah.
Yeah. We kind of started kissing again.
She leaned over. She was kind of licking your nipples and that kind of thing. And then, of course, you got up off my lap. She got up off of Harry's lap. You guys started playing a little bit. And then she came over to me. And then she and I get on one of the beds. And then you and Harry got on the other bed.
So No, we weren't on the bed. You guys were on one bed. And he was sitting in a chair.
Oh, right. He was on a chair.
And I was on my knees sucking his cock.
Right. We were on the bed. She was sucking my cock on. So I'm kneeling. She has my cock in her mouth. She's on her back. So, of course, I was fingering her and playing with her clit. And that's when I realized, see, this is my first real, like, interaction with Sally, just she and I. And now I'm getting the impression, I know where Sally's headed, right? Because she is orgasmic. She is vocal. She's talking dirty. She's telling me what she likes. She's telling me what she wants. She's telling me how good it feels. She's really enjoying it. And I was enjoying the shit out of it. So, of course, my back is to you, so I can hear you, and I can hear, you know, a little bit of giggling and that kind of thing, but I didn't really see you guys.
Well, so at one point what you said, because he had the flogger out again, Harry had the flogger out, and I was sucking his cock, and he was kind of flogging my back and my ass while I was sucking his cock a little bit.
Right.
And then you said something about she loves her tits being flogged.
Right.
And he was like, really?
Yeah, because as it turns out, Sally's not a huge fan of getting her tits flogged.
Yeah.
But you are.
I love it.
Well, he also wasn't clear on just how kind of rough he can be with your tits.
Well, he started really, really light. And to be fair, she has fake tits.
She does. And they look fucking phenomenal.
And apparently they are super sensitive.
They are. Because that's not the norm. Her nipples they're very sensitive. Very, very sensitive. Like, I could barely touched them or licked them, and she was moaning, and it was very...
Right.
And it's a
whereas
great,
mine are not. I mean, you can fucking put clamps on mine. You can whip mine.
Clothespins, clamps, leather paddles. Yeah, they get abused. It
gets hot.
Yes, it does.
But anyway, so he started off pretty light, and I was like, harder, harder, kept saying harder.
Yeah, he was concerned.
He, like, stopped at one point, and he's like, are you sure this is okay? And I was like, yes. Yeah. Not only is it okay, I'm, like, dripping wet from this.
Yeah, absolutely. And at some point later on, like, when you and I got the chance to play again, I was, you know, slapping your tits and squeezing them, and he's kind of looking at me, and I just looked at him like, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, he had this look on his face like, holy shit, I never get to play like that. So he was very excited.
Yeah, he even said that while he was kind of whipping. He's like, this is so much fun. I get to flog her back all the time, but never her front. This is so cool.
Yeah, she's not a huge fan.
Yeah, which once again is one of the reasons we love playing with couples, because it's like you get all these different flavors and you get to try different things. And that's he was totally into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So meanwhile, you're on your knees, excuse me, sucking Harry's cock. I'm on the bed with Sally, and we're just having at it. So now, of course, now I'm going down on her.
Yeah.
And this is where she just turns a corner, like her hotness turns a corner. Because, you know, I'm going down on her. You and Harry are watching. Like, you stopped what you were doing.
So, yeah, you guys are doing this. I'm sitting on his lap.
Right.
And we are just watching you guys.
Because, to paint a picture, she is now on her back. Sally is on her back on the bed closest to you guys. I am, of course, laying down. I'm going down on her. And I have her ass in my hands. Her legs are around my head. And she is coming so hard that she's squeezing my head. I can no longer hear anything. She is grinding into my mouth and just moaning and squeezing, and she is squirting.
It was so fucking hot. Oh my God. I've never seen a woman come like that.
Now, I could have stopped like three times in. It was so fucking hot. I just kept on going because I figured as long as she's down, so am I.
And second hotness factor, this is about the time that Harry says, wow, this is really hot. Would you like to video this and be able to watch it later?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So, of course, I asked Sally's permission and I asked your permission. Everyone said it was fine. So, I went and got my phone and started recording you guys while you were going down on her and making her come.
Yeah. And she is fucking hot. And he's standing right there watching. Like, now his cock is in her mouth because her head's kind of half hanging off the bed. You're the videographer in this thing.
And I'm also playing with myself.
Right.
Because how can you not? How can you be watching this and not touching yourself?
Yeah, because it was fucking hot. I was just, I mean, it was, It was an amazing experience. And so, of course, at that point, we start, you know, there's a little juxtaposition. You're on the bed now. He's on the bed. You're sucking his cock on the bed. She and I have moved to the other bed, I think, at this point. And she's sucking my cock. There's a lot of cock sucking.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a legit amount of cock sucking.
Yes.
Like, it was crazy. And then, of course, we switched partners. You came back to me. He went back to her.
Yep.
There was some flogging on their end again. Then, of course, I'm slapping your ass. I was fucking you at one point. You were on your back. They were next to us.
Yeah.
Because I just...
Were they watching us?
Yeah. And you were... What had happened was, you know, I was so turned on by her. And then I could hear you giggling and you're playing with Harry. I just wanted to fuck you. So you came over to me, and so I made you come, and then we stopped because we don't want to go too far, yeah, any further. And they were just kind of like watching, and they were videoing it for us.
Yeah.
So he had your phone. He was recording it. It was just crazy.
Which is so hot. Oh my God. Another couple videoing us having sex together.
Yeah.
That were also fucking them.
Yeah. Like, and they're hot.
What the fuck? Yeah. That's like a swinger's dream.
It really was.
This whole thing was. But anyway.
Yeah, it really was. And so we get, you and I are like, we realize that we're like pretty intent on each other. And we were like, okay, we better separate really quickly. And so I went back with Sally, sat on the other bed. And now she is kind of, I'm sitting up and she's laying on me and she's stroking and licking my cock. And then you and Harry are on the other bed. And this is about the time he was kind of on his knees. You were sucking his cock and you're ready to get fucked.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you pretty much told him that.
I was like, you need to fuck me.
Yeah. That
like
was pretty now. Much the deal. And so, you know, Dean Martin fashion puts the cocktail down and, you know, gets a condom and starts getting himself prepared. And now you're on your back. And I don't get to see that very often. A lot of times. Because most guys want to fuck you from behind.
Oh, yeah. When he was on top of me. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is the first time, like, that Sally and I stopped really doing anything, because now we're sitting on the side of the bed together. She's touching me, I'm touching her, but we're watching you guys.
Right.
Because it's fucking hot. And now I've got the phone and I'm recording this.
Yeah.
And it's fucking steamy. It's steamy.
It was hot. And yeah. He was fucking me really hard and deep and like grabbing onto my hips.
He realized he could be rough with you, he enjoyed the shit.
That's what I was just gonna say. I think he had so much confidence that it was like once he knew what was on limits and off limits, like he just went to town. And that's so much fun. There's like, it's so refreshing to find someone who's so comfortable with themselves in that way.
Yeah, he wasn't concerned at all. By that point, we had all pretty much, I mean, it was pretty well indicated where we were all at. And I think we were all on the same page for the most part, with the exception of, you know, Sally not being, you know, not really enjoying, you know, breast torture, which is totally fine with us.
What?
Yeah. So.
That's not the norm?
No, I guess not. No. Not in their house. In our house, it's totally normal, but. But yeah, I mean, we already, you know, we knew what everyone's boundaries were, and we were just having a good time. And watching that was so fucking, so of course, I'm recording you getting fucked by Harry. My cock is super erect. She is now on her knees sucking my cock on the floor. And I mean, it's just, it's like the craziest hot thing. So you guys kind of get up, and this is where it gets really cool. So he gets off the bed, you get off the bed. She is now, Sally, sitting next to me. She gets up, goes to the other bed, and she starts playing with herself.
Yeah.
And so Harry wanted to video you sucking my cock.
Yeah.
So you get on your knees, you're on the floor, I'm sitting on the bed, you're sucking my cock. He's standing right there with the phone. And I was like, probably you should suck his cock too. So now I have the phone and you're going from me to him and I'm recording this thing.
I'm like, yeah, sucking one cock and then sucking the other cock. And like, it's like total porn style. Like I'm sucking your cock and like jerking his cock off at the same time.
And there's this smoking hot blonde on the bed behind you playing with
herself. Fingering herself.
Yeah. So it was stimulation overload, this whole thing.
Oh God, it was hot.
It was crazy. But it was just amazing. So... at that point, of course, we're so amped up. So I put my phone or your phone down. He's still recording. And here's the best part. So now he's going to be like, you know, he's the choreographer. And he's telling you, you know, because you're with her and with me. And he's kind of like, he's creating like scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah. He should be a porn director.
For sure. Because at one point, Sally comes over. She's like, I need you to fuck me.
Yeah.
Yes,
wait,
ma'am.
But you didn't, hold on, you're missing a piece, because he also fucked me from behind and I sucked your cock.
At the same time, yes. It was after this.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So I was fucking her, I mean, because I was totally ready to fuck her. For sure, because she's sure. Super hot. And you were sitting there with him, and now he's recording this. And so, you guys are, you're watching. So, of course, she's on her back at first, but then she turns over, and I'm fucking her from behind, and she is sucking his cock.
Yep.
And that's when things kind of changed a little bit after that. You come over to me, and you're sucking my cock, and he's fucking you from behind. So, we, of course, got Sally fucking you from behind while you're sucking my cock, and Harry. And it was fucking crazy.
Oh, it was amazing.
So we did accomplish our goal. We wanted that to happen, and it did, obviously, in various ways. It was so fucking hot. It was crazy.
Yeah. And then, Harry wants to fuck me again. But, yeah. I mean, at this point, we had been having sex for...
Oh, this is... Listen, we didn't get home till like 1:30. I mean, this was going on for
I think
now.
It was later than that. I don't think we even left until 1:30.
It was... we were there a long time with them. I mean, they were the couple, I think, we spent the most actual physical time with.
Right.
By
so,
far.
Point being, we had sex for like 3 hours, and Harry wanted to fuck me again, and it just wasn't happening.
Well also, we'll kind of touch on this later. You and I, leading up to this, in the 24-hour period leading up to us meeting Harry and Sally, had sex like 5 times.
Oh my God, yes. It fueled our sex for days.
Including the morning of.
Yes.
We were like fucking rabbits.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I mean, we have sex a lot, but it was like double what our usual sexual output is.
Yeah, it seems like, probably for a lot of people, I guess, out there too, anytime we're going to have an encounter with a single person or a couple, we are just fucking amped up for days before, like a couple of days leading up to it. And the 24 hours leading up to this, I think because we were so attracted to them.
Probably.
We couldn't keep our hands off each other.
Well, this is also the first bisexual woman I have played with.
Full on,
I've played with other women, and, they're, I would say, bi-comfortable.
For sure.
But this is the first one where it was like, this woman wanted to fuck me.
She did fuck you. She totally did fuck you. With a 7-inch strap-on. Totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was fucking hot. I'm here to tell you, I was a recipient because I got to watch it. It was fucking hot.
But what I was going to say is Harry wanted to fuck me again. He couldn't. So that's when we kind of decided like, okay, we've been fucking for hours. We can probably stop. But even after that, we kind of sat around and like still like touched each other a little bit.
Well, also, let's say this, because it's in all fairness, in fairness to Harry and Sally, and a testament to how sexy these people were, I don't come quickly. And by the time I was fucking Sally, I was ready to come. And I mean, that almost never happens.
Did you come?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
When you were fucking her from behind?
Yeah. While she was sucking his cock?
Oh, yeah. So hot.
So, I mean, that almost never happens.
Yeah, I mean, you usually go like an hour of fucking before you come.
Yeah. I mean, when we said it that night, because he wanted to fuck you again, but I mean, there was so much cock sucking going on and so much fucking. I mean, it was like, okay, we just got to tap out. Yeah. At some point, it's like, okay.
Oh, you could tell they were just exhausted. Like, they're both sitting naked in this chair, like in these chairs afterwards, and they just look like they got run over by trucks.
And I'm sure we looked the same way.
Oh,
so
I'm sure.
We, of course, sit and we finished our drinks and we talked for a few minutes.
I go and get dressed, and in the bathroom mirror, I have makeup running down my face.
Everywhere.
My hair, I look like I have a freaking, I don't even know, like a bird living in my hair.
Super 80s high hair. It was crazy. We looked like we had fucked for 3.5 or 4 hours.
Well, we did.
Yeah, we totally did. And so, of course, we had some light conversation, finished our drinks, thanked each other, and then you and I finally got out of there. We left. So we went home. So the next day, of course, when we recorded our podcast, it was only about 6.5 hours later. And we hadn't heard from them. You texted them thanking them, but we hadn't heard from them. And then at like 4 p.m, you get a text. Oh my God, guys, so sorry. By the time we got home, we passed out. We just got up.
Yeah.
You just wore us out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were exhausted.
Well, and I told you this, I guarantee you they're still asleep. Because they were going to drive home that night. I told them, I said, Harry, you can't, you got to stay. I mean, it's like 1:30. You guys are 45 minutes away. You need to stay. You got the room. Just stay.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what they did. They left at like 6 in the morning.
Did, yeah. They woke up early and went home and slept for like 12 hours.
The whole day. kudos to them. Love that. Unfortunately, we had too much shit to do. We couldn't do that. So what happens, right? We get home. We're amped.
Yeah.
So it's sex again. And then in the morning.
No, not just sex either. Like that night when we got home, we had hard sex. Yeah, it was like aggressive, passionate, not like angry sex, but just like, it was almost like.
It was a release.
Well, yeah, because we had just had sex with these other people, but it's almost like by doing that, we're like charging up or putting all this energy into a charging bank or something for our sex.
Yeah.
So we get home and it's like, it just fucking unleashes. Like you could fill up the whole room with our sexual tension.
Yeah, it smelt like sex in this room. So then of course, you know, we go to sleep, we pass out. We get up typically early. It's like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And your ass is up against me. My cock is rock hard. I'm still thinking about what happened the night before.
So you roll over and it's funny because I can tell like you're still kind of asleep. But as you get more and more and more awake, your cock starts getting harder and harder.
Right.
Like right up against me. So in my head, I'm thinking we're definitely going to have sex again.
For sure.
And so you kind of, you know, start rubbing on my booty and everything. And you're like, hi, good morning. I love you. And then I said, I love you too. And then you're like, so we're going to fuck again, right?
So you're going to suck my cock, right? I mean, this is happening?
Okay. 100%.
So literally, guys, I think we counted like within a 24-hour span of time, we had sex like 10 fucking times. And this couple was so hot, they fueled a whole fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
they deserve like a gift basket or like a
for
food
sure.
basket or
Super
something.
Super excited to see them again, even if it's just for a drink, just to talk about what happened. Because they want to do the same thing.
Well, I would love to get their perspective on everything.
For sure. Because it was a fucking great time.
It really was.
It was truly, I think, the first time that you and I have been with a couple, full swap couple, where we were 100% on the same page going into it and then after.
Yep.
So super amped up about it, attracted to the couple, had a great time. Both of our experiences were amazing. And we should say, we never left the room. We were all in the room together. You and I were right with each other all night long, as were they. So it wasn't like we missed anything. And listen, guys, we didn't even turn the lights down. This room was lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yep.
All the lights were on. There was nothing hiding in at all. It was full on, just a good time. I mean, everyone was great, comfortable. It was a really good time. You were as comfortable as I've ever seen you with a couple.
Well, because I really liked them. I think there's something to be said, you know, for those of you who are getting on these, you know, swinging dating sites and things like that and trying to find people, there's something to be said for working hard to find a couple that you truly connect with. Because this was a couple that when we had drinks with them both times and texting and everything, it was like everything lined up. I felt 100% awesome about how this experience was going to go. And then it lived up to its expectations.
Well, also, we've talked about this before, and we've heard a lot of couples say the same. We're not alone necessarily in this, but the physical attraction, while important, and of course, just stimulates it, makes it that much hotter, is not the most important factor. We like these people. And if they weren't so super hot as they are, we would still have probably played with them because we really like their personalities. Just so happens that they're super fucking hot.
Yeah, it's like the trifecta.
Yeah, kinky, hot, and we really like them.
I was literally just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we like them. So it was a great time. We were so excited and so thrilled the morning after that we had that kind of experience because we really liked them. We were hoping that they would be that couple because they're close to us too. They were within 30 or 45 minutes from us and they live in a town we really like.
Right.
We go there a lot.
Right. So. And to me, it's like we've had fun with previous couples. Like
yeah,
we've had
sure.
a lot of fun with couples and singles and we've had a lot of great experiences.
Yeah.
But it took months for us to finally find a couple that it's like, they're firing on all cylinders for us.
Well, and it also, we should say, it took a longer time because Harry does work out of the state 3 weeks at a clip.
Right.
So it did take a little bit longer. But shit, worth the wait. I'm here to tell you, so for any of you out there who are like, you know, we don't like these couples that can't get together and they put us off and their schedules conflict. Hey, listen, if there's a connection, stick with it because it was worth it for us.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a great fucking time. And listen, there's probably components of this that we're leaving out because it was so fucking.
Oh, I know there are.
But the bottom line is, I got to watch you get fucked with a strap on by a super, super hot lady.
And suck your cock at the same time.
Yeah. And it was hot.
Was that the highlight? Was that the best part?
For sure. Yeah, her fucking you from behind while you were sucking my cock with that strap on was surreal. And then, of course, you fucking her with the strap on, a little sloppily, but fucking her nonetheless, was also very hot. Because it's not something we've either of us have ever experienced. Certainly not, we never experienced anything like that together. It was very, very different.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there were so many hot moments in that. You know, you on your knees like a total porn star sucking both of our cocks, going from one to the other. Yeah, it was hot, man. It was a hot experience.
It really was. It was great.
Yeah. So hopefully this episode lived up to the hype that we were telling you about. I mean, we can't begin to tell you how excited we were about it. So we enjoyed it immensely.
Hell yes, we did. We'll also say we've had some people reach out to us asking for more like educational type things on the podcast. We hope that you take away some things from our stories that may be educational. We certainly think that you can and should.
Sure. And there'll be a platform for that. We're creating a platform for that with some partners right now. We'll talk more about that as we get a little bit deeper into it. But for the podcast, we really want it to be our story, what our experience was. And as it turns out, we've inspired some people, a lot of people. Listeners have written to us about their experiences, a lot of them. And it's really cool.
It's super cool.
You know, and we want to share them. So we're going to correspond with those folks. And of course, with their permission, share those stories with you on multiple platforms, I think.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for that. Other big news still coming. Honestly, we're going to have new big news for the next few weeks because we just have so much going on. This is expanding like you would not believe. Yeah. And it's exciting because all it does is give us more ability to connect with more people, which is the whole reason we wanted to do this. We wanted people to feel like they're not alone in their journey. Yeah, we talk about sex and yeah, we talk about, you know, getting fucked with a strap on.
Yes, we do.
And it's fun to listen to, at least we hope it is, but we also just want to connect with people.
Well, yeah, and you know, when we started this thing, like you said, I mean, you said it in a couple of episodes ago, we didn't know if 5 people wanted to listen to this. You know, nonetheless, at this point, almost 10,000 downloads. So, and you know, and the good news is we're being sought after by some folks that want to do business with us and want to partner up with us. We never thought that was going to be a thing.
No.
You know, we are having to move more quickly than we ever even anticipated. You know, we're building a studio. It's almost done.
Shout out to Brian on that one. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm spending my weekends on this thing. It's almost there. We've almost finished it. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff happening. We've partnered with some really very cool people.
Right. All with the end goal of continuing to bring awareness to the swinging lifestyle and to hopefully help in creating a world in which we're not, you know, looked at as total weirdo perverts.
Which is fine for me if we are, but I just want it to
be... Well, I want to be able to be out as weirdo perverts, not...
Yeah, and I think, well, listen, we are more so than many. Our faces are out there. We're not shy about that. But, you know, there is some limits to what we can and can't do in our own hometown, which is really sad.
It is. We hope that changes, and we hope that we're at least contributing to that in some way.
But we are moving forward. We will have a swinger event in this town very soon. It's coming closer. So it's not, you know, we're not entirely in the shadows. It's getting there. Anyway, really enjoy bringing the episode to you. We've got a lot of cool stuff happening. Keep sending us your stories, your questions. We were able to help a couple of people too, I think, and that was really very cool.
It was very rewarding. So please continue to do that. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Exciting news, we have teamed up with Cassidy. Front Porch Swingers and Cassidy are officially teamed up for some awesome things. Cassidy is a place that we've met a lot of our single and couple friends in the lifestyle. It's the fastest growing social community for open-minded adults and swingers. You can find local events, like-minded friends, and so much more at Cassidy.com. And you can follow us there. We have a community on Cassidy called Front Porch Swingers, as well as our Cassidy profile, also called Front Porch Swingers. So please check it out.